performance.
I thought the first 5 to 7 minutes were pretty good. That would be my initial thoughts. I thought after that it wasn't very good at all. We didn't play well. But I also think it's hard for big guys to play against little guys too. They did a good job of trapping the post, and we hadn't worked on that at all yet. So, but that's good. We know we have to. So, because other teams will do that. But yeah, I didn't think we played great. Statistically, you look at it, and you know, rebound a lot better, and you shoot a decent percentage, and the biggest thing is, you know, you, in a game like that, you'd have 13 to probably 12 to 15 turnovers and not 22. And, you know, our bigs just turn it over at an alarming rate. We got to correct that.
Some of that to be expected in a game like this?
I don't know expected is the right word, but I think that this was the fourth time that we've played with officials, whether it's a scrimmage or whether it's a scrimmage game or this game. And every game, our bigs have had two-thirds of our turnovers. So, obviously, there's a trend there that we need to correct.
The way Dotson plays downhill, that kind of fits what you like.
Yeah. I mean, he's not, but Devon's pretty fast. You know, he's got some of the Frank explosiveness. When Frank was young, you know, obviously. But he's pretty fast, but I don't think that – really anybody else really did a great job of playing downhill tonight. But the way that they guarded, you know, made it a little bit harder to do that. But we got to be better than what we were. And we didn't run anything either, because we won't on Thursday, just to try to, save some crutches maybe for the early season games.
Was there any rhyme or reason to Grimes and Dotson starting? I know you said don't read into it, but.
I would say they've probably been as good as anybody playing back there. I think you could make a case for Marcus to be out there as well. But those other two probably and Marcus, I think, have separated themselves a little bit. Charlie can make shots, but Charlie's got to get better on the defensive end and taking care of the basketball. But he can be very effective for us, because I see him being kind of an offensive guy off the bench.
Coach Dietrich said that was the ugliest 31.
That's what I told him. Is that what he said too? Well, I think he's accurate. I would. If it was his idea, I would concur totally. When you sub everybody out in the first 4 or 5 minutes and you lose rhythm, you know, when things were going pretty good, sometimes that's difficult to do. And Doak was, you know, he was. That's probably at least a factor as Doak's been anytime I can remember. But Dietrich can score, but he got off balance a lot, and certainly he can play better than that.
What have you done with Doak at the free throw line in the offseason to try to, you know, help him?
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you know, and I've you play golf, Myron?
Bad golf.
Well, that's why you write. If you play good golf, you wouldn't be writing. But the thing about it is, you can go out on a practice green or on a driving range and hit shots, and then when you get into actually, you know, having to hit in between the bunkers or the fairway or over water or whatever, and then all of a sudden you'll hit a worse shot than you've ever hit on the range, because there's no pressure. And Doak, we watched him the other day. I watched him the other day and just standing down there, and he made 19 out of 20, no big deal. But today, as you guys saw, he rushed both of them because he needs to see a few go in before he probably slows down and stuff. So we got to work on that with him. But he spent a lot of time on it, and it's a lot better. And I still think he'll shoot 65% at least this year. But certainly it didn't look – those two that he shot tonight I don't think look great. But that's what happens. If he makes the first one, he'll make the second one. But he make the first one, miss the first one, so you start thinking about the second one, and obviously didn't go in.
Coach, what were your impressions of Emporia State?
Honestly, you know, I don't know Coach at all. We didn't have anything on them or anything like that. I think that they're very well coached, and I think they play very hard. And I think that they shoot it good enough and have enough guys that can shoot it. You know, they did like we did tonight. They tried to play everybody. Of course, in a real game, they're not going to do that. So I think that, you know, hopefully they'll have a really good year and be competitive. It's hard when you take over a job in April and you got to replace a roster and all those things. But it's obvious he can coach.
What do you think of Agbaji, and is he looking like he can contribute?
I'll make a decision on that, or we will, because that'll be a player and family decision if we decide to go that route. But you know, he's going to be a good player. He's been pretty timid the last couple of weeks, and tonight, you know, at the end he had a couple go down. So, you know, that will help him and give him some confidence. But he's going to be really good. He looks like a player to me. He's got the shoulders and the length and the athletic ability. We haven't made a decision yet. My personal opinion is he's too good to play 5 minutes a game. So he needs to kind of emerge to be one of our top five on the perimeter, or I think it would probably be in our best interest and his best interest to think about doing the red shirt thing. But he's still got, you know, 10 days to prove himself.
Between now and Michigan State, what's your biggest concern with this team? What's the thing they have to fix?
I don't think we know how to make plays, winning plays consistently. You know, and that could be very simply guarding the ball, late clock, rotation, rebounding. There's a lot of things that I don't believe that and that we don't do very well, and we may not do well for a while until our guards get comfortable. You know, the thing about it is, if our bigs don't play a lot better than that, then, you know, what's the strength of our team? You know, we should be able to play inside out. Tonight, you know, Deidre got his, but we got to be a lot better at our strengths. And when we're that, I think the guards will be a little bit better too, because they can get shots off of that. But I still don't think we compete on the possessions like I know Michigan State will.